Now, I want to just dwell a little while on love and how we prove our love to God and to one another.
This is Brother Sam Abbott preaching at the Guthrie Camp Meeting, 1957, on the subject of comfort and love to one another.
I'm thinking about even when I was a man in sin, married man, and I don't know, I just naturally love my wife. Just nature, the natural man just loved his companion to a great extent, just naturally speaking. And no doubt everyone that really loves their companion, they would give their life for them. I believe with all of my heart, every man that really loves his wife would lay down his life for her any time. But I thought about that when we was back in sin. I just kind of more or less like to have a little difference come up between wife and I, just for a little while, because it seemed like when we began to iron those differences out, we loved one another a little better. I just seemed like I just kind of enjoyed in something or another coming between us, because when we get an understanding of what it is and get it all ironed out of the way, we love one another a little better. I'm a man. Since I've got the love of God in my heart, I love to be loved. I like the love of God flowing from heart to heart. I like to see men and women in the Lord. I don't want you to misunderstand me. I'm just as strong against a free love spirit as any man or woman under this provision. But I love to see the love of God flowing from heart to heart. I love to see that. And there's not anything that'll give me any more comfort and any more joy than to see the love of God manifested from one another's heart, one to the other. And if we love one another, I told the saints, we've been going to a certain place, the camp meeting, for the last 5 or 6 years, yes, maybe 10. And we never have had a little spiritual boost from them coming to our place of worship. And I says, now you, brethren, been telling me you love me. And I said, when our camp meeting comes up, you're going to prove to me just how much you love us. I believe love is demonstrated. Don't you think for a minute I don't know something another about the natural too? Because when I met my wife, she was very much, had her heart set on another young man. And I had to act pretty wise. And I had to be able to conduct myself to prove to her that I loved her better than the other man did. And it took some pretty close stepping and watchful words and expressions in order to get that over to her, to convince her that I really loved her. God bless your heart, it's going to take some pretty close steps by you and I in manifestation in order for you to convince me and me to convince you I really love you. In the Lord we're speaking of now. It's going to take some pretty close steps here in this life. You and I conducting ourselves in a way to where we know without a shadow of doubt, well, that brother loves me. You know, the reason why I know God loved us, because he manifested that love by sending his only son into this world. There never could have been anything the God of heaven could have gave any more precious than his only begotten son. That's the way he proved to me he loves me. And the only way that I can prove to God that I love him is to love you and to keep his commandments. That's the only way that I can prove to God that I love him, is keeping his commandments and loving his children. I hear Jesus say one time, he said, insomuch as you do unto one of the least of these, my brethren, You're doing that very thing to me. I tell you, folks, I would to God that we could see more of the world of divine love operating and flowing from one heart to the other instead of a little fault-finding and backbiting and a little strife and contention being manifested.